Bueno.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and deserve to be quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And can you tell me your gender, please?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me the year of your birth?
68.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yep.
And are you Mexican, a Mexican American,
yep.
Chicano? Okay.
I'm Mexican American.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your race? I mean, white black, or African American?
White.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I don't know. Trade school, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power do you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say 8.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10? Again, where 10 means that your vote, that you feel very warm, sorry, and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you would not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't care about that guy.
I don't have an opinion about him. He doesn't matter.
Okay. Can you please rate your feelings on a scale from 0 to 10?
Well, which one is, doesn't matter? Zero doesn't matter?
No, as I said, you can choose any number between 0 and...
You're going to have to repeat yourself if I ask you a question, lady. Because I don't have a photographic memory.
Okay. And then we have Kamala Harris.
Oh, 0. Whatever the worst.
Okay. Then we have the Congressman Ruben Gallego.
0.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
10.
10, okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
-0.
Yeah, thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
8, maybe. I don't really know.
Okay. Then we have the Republican Party.
10.
10, okay. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
0.
0, okay, thank you. And now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump. It's 103 days off, so not that long.
Okay, no, I know, but that this is how the survey is designed, so I need to read all the questions, you know.
Sounds good.
Okay, and again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay, got it. Now I'm going to read you some statements, and can you tell me which of the statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement 1 says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. And the statement 2 says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
The second one.
And is that somewhat more closer or much more closer to your opinion?
Much more closer.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Again, if neither is perfect. The first one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or the last one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Probably the first one.
Okay, thank you.
That's closest to my opinion.
And okay, got it. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about your own future?
Positive.
Okay. And do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
Of the planet?
The future of
positive,
the planet.
Positive, yes.
Okay. And what about the future of the country?
I guess it depends on who wins in November. That's a hard one.
If you were forced to choose, would you say positive or negative right now?
I would say positive because I think Trump's going to win.
Okay, thank you. And now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, can you please indicate the 2 best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? And you may select up to 2 answers. You don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. It's too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't have time to vote, or none of them.
None of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections?
No
one. Politicians? Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country.
You're asking threats? Okay.
Threats to democracy, yes.
Okay.
Can you please rate how, in a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certain to happen, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
5.
Okay. Then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
0.
0, okay. Then we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
0.
Okay, thank you. The next one is arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
0. Come on now.
Okay. Then we have allowing wealthy individual corporations and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nations to political campaigns?
Zero.
Okay. Then we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Zero.
Okay, got it. Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Zero.
Zero, thank you. Then we have given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Liberal. Zero.
Okay. And the last one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
That's probably a five.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today?
Zero.
Okay. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
No, okay, thank you.
Too busy working.
Now I'm going to read you some statements that Democrats have made about the Republicans. And on a scale of 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement. Again, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement. And a 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. Again, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the voters of tens of thousands of Americans. Sometimes
zero.
By illegal intimidation. Okay. Thank you. Then we have now nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Then we have, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
Maybe a 5. That's about the Republican Party?
No, this is what the Democrats have said about the Republicans.
Oh, 0.
Okay. And then we have the last one. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they have seen that our collective power can achieve, like how we have organized in unions, to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And now I'm going to give you a list of actions that people may take to participate in civil engagement or politics. Can you tell me which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. The choices are volunteering for a local organization in my community, signing petitions, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, talking to friends and family about politics, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, marching in a protest, or none of the above.
Voting in both federal and state, those two.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, this question, I know that I have made it at the beginning of the survey, but this is how the survey is designed. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10.
8.
Okay, thank you. And one last time, again, just because the survey is designed like this, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald J. Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Well, the way things are right now, I'm considering myself a Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, got it. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Are you a current member, former
yes.
member?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or
home.
Something else?
Home.
Okay. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
Mexico.
Okay, got it. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Mexico.
Both or just one of them?
Both.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I always vote Trump.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed? Okay. Thank you so much. And the last question, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$200,000,
okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Have a good day.
See you too. Bye-bye.